Senate Bill 141, related to requiring certain vehicles that transport children to and from child care provider to have child safety alarms installed, granting rulemaking authority, extending the time limit for emergency rule procedures, providing an exemption from emergency rule procedures, and providing a penalty, introduced by Sarah Coggs and others. Report adoption of Senate Amendment 1, Ayes 5-0, adoption of Senate Amendment 2, Ayes 5-0, adoption of Senate Amendment 3, Ayes 5-0, passed as amended recommended by Committee on Children and Families and Workforce Development, Ayes 5-0. Senate Amendments 1, 2, and 3 pending.
Question would be adoption of Senate Amendment 1. All those in favor of adoption of Senate Amendment 1 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The question is adoption of Senate Amendment 2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Adoption of Senate Amendment 3. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. Question now, shall Senate Bill 141 be ordered to a third reading? All those in favor of the bill third reading signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Bills are at third reading. Senator Friend 29.
Mr. President, unanimous consent to bill be given its third reading.
And without objection, so ordered.
Senate Bill 141, related to requiring certain vehicles that transport children to and from a child care provider to have child safety alarms installed, granting rulemaking authority, extending the time limit for emergency rule procedures, providing exemption from emergency rule procedures, and providing a penalty.
Senate Bill 141, having been read three times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Senator from the 6th is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I stand here today, I can't help but think back to 4 years ago, a little girl named Asia Jones. She died in West Dallas after being left in a daycare van. It was outrageous. It was foolish that we would think that anyone, a responsible adult, would leave a child in a daycare van. This is a person who was entrusted to keep a child, and yet Asia Jones died. The death of Asia Jones in 2005 prompted me to introduce two pieces of legislation. One made it a felony if a child died as a result of being left unattended in a daycare vehicle. That bill was named the Asia Jones Bill. The second bill that I introduced in 2005 called for daycare vans to be equipped with occupant alarms. And that bill didn't pass. Many people said, well, you know, now that we have people responsible, we don't have to pass this daycare van alarm. But human error has happened since then, and children have died. 2 months ago, in Milwaukee, on the same day, two children were left in two separate daycare vans. One was even left overnight. Thankfully, neither one of those children died. But 3 weeks ago to the day, almost to the day, the unthinkable, the impossible. Everybody says, this kind of thing is impossible. And yet the impossible keeps happening over and over and over again. And a four-month-old named Jalen Knox Perkins died in a daycare van. Senate Bill 141, which has been named the Jalen Knox Perkins Bill, requires daycare vehicles to be equipped with child safety occupant alarms. It alarms unless you proceed to the back of the vehicle, check the seats, and then push the button. We must do everything we can to prevent human error, because human error is costing the lives of our children. Now, this bill passed in Tennessee in 2004. And in Tennessee, where they use daycare van alarms, no children have died. I'll repeat that. Where daycare van alarms are used in Tennessee, no children have died. In a sense, this legislation has come too late. If it had passed back in 2005, the mother, the father, and the grandfather of Jalen Knox Perkins, who came and testified, would still have that little boy today. And while this legislation has come too late to save Jalen, it will save others, because without it, there will surely be more lives lost to human error. I went to the funeral visitation service of Jalen Knox Perkins, and it was really sad because he was dressed up. He looked like he was just sleeping. You expected if you just shook him, he would awaken, but he could not. And he was in a coffin the size of a toddler's car seat. How ironic and how truly sad. My hope that little Jalen's death has taught us something. Let's not let that lesson go to waste. Please let us pass SB 141, the Jalen Knox Perkins bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 19th is recognized.
Very briefly, I guess you should pass this, but I can't sit here and be a total part of the nanny state. Everything you said is true, but we're missing a couple things. What penalties did these daycare centers pay for hiring somebody who is so irresponsible that they didn't look in the van to see if there was a child in the van? Who would send their children to one of these daycare centers who are supposed to nurture and take care and protect, provide comfort, food, assistance to guarantee the safety of that child during a work day? Who would send their child there when that same management team hires some, and I'm sorry, but hires some moron who leaves a two-month-old baby sitting in a van and so they can die? So now we're going to put an alarm system in the van, and I'll vote for it because I don't believe we can change the world overnight. But there ought to be a bill before this legislature, and I'd be glad to work with you on that, Senator, to require more scrutinization of the employees of these daycare centers. Who are they hiring? Someone that they can get for the minimum wage to protect the most precious asset we own? Our grandchildren, our children. What went into the background check? We've had too many of these instances in Milwaukee. And today we're going to wire the vans and everything's going to... The van, what if the guy doesn't hear the darn alarm? If he's so whatever. And what are we doing about these daycare centers? We've had people getting broken arms in daycare centers. We've had children left out in the cold from daycare centers. Let's not walk out of here today and feel like we're better off because we're putting an electronic device in it. Let's really go to the heart of the problem. And that is irresponsible management, irresponsible employees, and to a large extent, you have to ask the parents, what are they doing in terms of a background check? When someone picks up that little child in the morning and takes that child off to the daycare center, what do the parents know about the person driving the van? I'm as outraged as you are over what transpired, but this is not the ultimate solution to this. We should go ahead and vote for it, but we shouldn't pat ourselves on the back until we insist that the people driving the most valuable commodity, our grandchildren and our children, are properly scrutinized, and they need to have background checks to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So I salute your efforts, but let's take it to the next step because we should never allow this to happen again. Thank you.
Senator from the 6th.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator. I can't tell you how many times I've given that same speech to myself and to groups of people. Simple fact is this: we can't legislate morality or common sense, okay? Now, the Asia Jones bill made it a felony if a daycare driver left a child in a van. And that takes care of the punitive nature. And let me tell you something. The Department of Children and Families has procedures that daycare centers must follow. But, as you can see, human error has reared its head time and time again. And, Senator, it's not just Milwaukee. This has happened in Middleton, Janesville, Racine. It could happen any place, anytime someone hires a person who may not have a felony record may look like Guy Smiley and look like the best person on earth, and yet still neglect a child because of human error. What this bill attempts to do is compensate for human error. And you had mentioned, what if the guy doesn't hear the alarm? Well, in 2 minutes, if he doesn't turn that alarm off by going to the back of the van, a siren-like alarm will happen that'll wake up the neighborhood. And so it does work. Now, you know, some people have in the past said, well, what about the cost? And the cost is, you know, usually between $100 and $300. And the question becomes, you know, the business, the last place where Jalen died, that daycare was closed. And a subsequent daycare that the lady owned was also closed. So that lady, because she didn't pay for a $300 alarm, you know, loses tens of thousands of dollars of income. That will never come back to her, okay? But I can see the look in your eye, because you, like I, say, what's the cost of a human life? You know, if I could legislate morality, I would. If I could legislate common sense, I cannot. But today we can pass the Jalen Knox Perkins bill.
Senator from the 19th.
Briefly.
I'm not impugning your motives. You're a good man. But if that person driving that van hasn't got enough gray matter between his ears in a van, and they're not like a huge school bus, and we've had school bus drivers leave kids on buses too, and that's unconscionable. But if he can't check a van, I mean, what is between the ears? Is it solid rock? I mean, that's what he's supposed to do, transport these children. I am hoping that we just don't let this go away when we pass this bill today. And I extend to you my heartfelt, sincere, I will work with you to really clean this up. And I know we cannot legislate common sense, but we sure as heck can prevent stupidity from causing the death of a little child. And that's why we need to get tough with these daycare centers and the scrutinization of who is entrusted in driving those little children to these schools. And I will meet with you, and we will talk about it. And this is a good first step. But it's not the end.
Senator Trump, the 25th, is recognized. Senator for the 25th.
Mr. President and members, the senator from the 19th raises the concern about a behavior that is hard to describe. I don't know how anyone can leave a child, an infant, in a van, but this is not a problem that is just unique to daycare centers. Parents leave children in their vehicles, and those children die. The fact that this is the third fatality since 2005 in Wisconsin for a child in a daycare van cries out for us to do something, and this is the something that we can try to do to provide a mechanism that gives an extra security to protecting those children. The fact is that there are a number of daycare centers that have already purchased these kinds of devices, and this is going to require it for all of them. This is one of these issues where you conclude that there ought to be a law, and so there is. The Department of Children and Family Services continues to investigate child care facilities, and if anything, the senator from the 19th is unfortunately left, but if anything, Mr. President, this issue, this event, cries out the need to improve, to establish quality rating systems for child care facilities, to give the Department of Children and Families the tools and the ability to say, this is a good daycare center that's emphasizing the needs, and we distinguish that from one that isn't. And so I think we're moving in the right direction, but this event I'm convinced this bill can save lives. It is a fairly effective tool, and it's similar to the law that passed following a child death when they ran in front of a school bus. And no one, the bus driver didn't go to jail. He was not held accountable. It was an act. That was a case where it was an accident. This is a case of just sheer, absolute stupidity and insanity. And the individual is being criminally prosecuted. And the child care center has been closed. But just as the legislature required that there be a device that comes down and prevents kids from walking in front of the bus, this also is another device that provides an additional tool to try to help provide security for children.
Senator from the Sixth has spoken twice, asked unanimous consent to speak a third time on the bill. Without objection, the senator may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be brief. The driver of that daycare van that Jalen Knox Perkins was in, as he walked toward the van, he saw the seat in the back, and the first thing he said was, "Please don't tell me that I left a child in this van." And when he opened up the door, he saw that he had. Obviously, it was not intentional. Obviously, it was human error. So we can't legislate common sense. But this we can do. I'll take the senator from the 19th at his word, and we'll work on some things together. And I think that makes sense. Because I think we can tighten up some rules. I'm all for tightening up rules. But what happens even after you tighten up a rule and you do all the things that you're supposed to do, the failure of that human error, when human error comes in, another child has to die. Senators, we have to stop the children from dying. The daycare centers that the senator from the 25th mentioned, who came and testified, who were Sterling daycare centers who had daycare van alarms, they did every requirement correctly. They double-checked. They had assistants on the vans. They have a checklist. They have cameras. They have everything, including daycare van alarms, because they know that there can be human error. So I hope that today, with the endorsement of the Department of Children and Families, I hope that we can take this, as the senator from the 19th said, this good first step and prevent human error from killing our children. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate Bill 141, having been read three times, the question is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of passage will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill passes.